Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com. The Bills getting set for their Week 6 matchup here at Ralph Wilson Stadium against the Cincinnati Bengals. Joining us now, Bills head coach Doug Marrone. And coach, with each passing week, you flip-flop wins with losses. And I know each game is their own separate entity. But is there anything you can do to carry the consistency from one victory into the next week to try to stack another win?
Well, that's what your goal and that's what your challenge is, you know, each week in this league, you know, to carry that over. And, you know, obviously we played in, you know, a lot of close games and, you know, through a lot of adversity or challenges for our team. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting over that hump. You know, some games that we have been able to do it, where we have been able to make plays no matter which phase we're talking about, offense, defense, and special teams. And we need to, you know, to continue to make those plays, you know, late in the game in these close games, you know, to turn the tide into our favor, which we've done during our wins, and we haven't done as good of a job in our losses.
I know you've got Stevie listed as a game-time decision for this game. It's probably been hard for you and your medical staff to kind of assess him because he's been out of town. In addition to, you know, assessing his physical state, I'm guessing there's a mental state you got to kind of get a grip on too, you know, knowing he's gone through a loss in his family.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, again, you don't want to, it goes back to player safety. You know, you don't ever want to put a player on a field that, obviously, physically, I think a lot of people can look at and say, well, you know what, he's not ready physically. He's coming back from this, that, or the other thing. But I think the other thing you have to look at is mentally. I think if you go through a week mentally and you're not mentally preparing yourself to play, and then all of a sudden at the end you say, well, I think I can go, you know, you're putting yourself out there, you know, and I don't want to say for failure, but there's a greater chance of it. Whereas if, you know, all week long you're preparing yourself to play and at the end you say, well, you know what, I can't go, that's a little bit different story in your preparation. So, you know, we've been working with Stevie, you know, during the week, talking to him, making sure how he feels both physically and mentally. And then we just got to get him here face to face so our doctors can look at him and I can sit down with him to see where he's at and from that standpoint.
You've got Thad Lewis running your offense this week. Obviously, you would not have put him there if you didn't believe he could do the job for you. But from what you've seen in practice, what convinces you he's ready for this game against the Bengals?
He's really had a great week. You know, I think you can go around the locker room, talk to the players. I think, you know, they've been impressed. I think that, you know, Thad had an opportunity at one point and really, you know, didn't do a poor job, you know, when he was able to get in there and play. When he was, you know, with the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. So I think, you know, a lot of times you don't have many opportunities in this profession. I think that he understands that he has a great opportunity here and there's a window of opportunity. So, you know, he's looked extremely poised and ready to go. Now we just have to see how it carries over into Sunday.
Last couple of games, you faced top five run defenses, yet you've been able to run the ball effectively against both of those opponents. This week, no different, another top 10 run defense. What has been the key to running the ball effectively against some very quality defensive run fronts the last few games?
Well, you know, obviously with my background being an O-lineman, I got to give them some credit, you know, or else they'll kill me if I don't say anything. But, you know, it does start up front. They've done a good job. You know, obviously our receivers have done a good job blocking. You know, and the backs have done a good job. Last week, we were able to put Tashard Choice in there, and, you know, he was very productive for us, so that's a good sign. And, you know, Fred's been solid. CJ's fighting, you know, through those nagging injuries, you know, to play, and we've gotten good play out of him. So I think it's a combination of everything. And you're right. You know, in this league, it's very difficult because if you ask anyone on defense, the first goal is to stop the run. And then when you look at us offensively, you know, that's what you want to do, and we've been able to run the ball well.
Special teams, you get arguably two of your best returners back in the lineup, you know, in Liotis, who looks like he's fit enough to handle punt returns, and Marquise obviously on kick returns. The opportunities have been few and far between, but you're facing a Cincinnati team whose touchback percentage is pretty low. Are you hopeful that you'll actually get some opportunities to impact field position this week?
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, having Marquise Goodwin back, you know, obviously we saw in the preseason what he can do, and it's the same thing that you said. You know, we have the potential to have opportunities coming on Sunday, and every time one of those players has the ball in their hands, you know, we have a chance to score, and I think that's what makes it exciting and fun.
I think the one thing that's been lost maybe in the conversation about Jarris Byrd coming back to the lineup, he hasn't seen live action in almost 9 months now. Now, I know he's a veteran player, and he should probably get back up to speed quickly. How long do you think it will take him? A series, maybe a couple of series before he really kind of gets his bearings again?
Well, you know, I haven't been with him for a long period of time, you know, where you get to know a player and see what he does. So you're just going off what you've seen on film. You know, obviously his movement skills and what he's doing out here has been great. You know, we're excited about that. But there's still a point where you have to work him into that standpoint just from the physicality of the game because he hasn't been in there that long. But, you know, I'm sure if you ask Jarius, he's ready to go no matter what we ask him to do.
And then finally, Coach, we get a lot of questions from fans, just naturally concerned, just wondering how Kevin Cobb is doing. Obviously had the concussion in the preseason, just where he's at.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, Kevin was obviously injured to a point where we had to make a decision to put him on IR. And once you put a player on IR for the season without the ability to return, that's another label you could put on, which we didn't with Kevin. You know, he's on IR the whole year. So, you know, he's working to get back, you know, more mentally, you know, on how he's doing. And then physically, he'll start working. You know, right now, he's not around us as much, just working on getting better. But we've talked to him, and I've talked to him personally and saying, you know, hey, when everything starts to come together and you start coming around, we want to get you here to help, you know, obviously some of these young quarterbacks that we have.
All right, Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Good luck getting a win this weekend.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
All right, that's Bills head coach Doug Marrone here on BuffaloBills.com.